So I'm going to move up in the world here. This thing used to be a lot lighter. How does that happen? There we go. That's great. Wonderful to be together and really good to see you all, every one of you. It's a privilege, you know, to gather like this because there are certainly places in the world where people cannot. You know that. And so it is a privilege for us to be here, and you're all very, 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 very welcome here today. It's good to see the place really full. I mean, we're full. We're up to our maximum today, which is wonderful. And glad that, you know, your people are registering, and for the kids' service downstairs and for us upstairs as well. So really wonderful to see you here. Thanks for praying for me as I get ready to go to Kenya. It'll be in about a week and a half from now. So I'll be preaching next Sunday, and then I'll be hopping on a plane on Tuesday right after that and taking off to Kenya. And we're going to do training there of leaders and encouraging them. And it's a 10-year anniversary. We've been going there for 10 years and working with these same group of people. There are about 70 churches that are really affiliated, but about 100 or so who are in and out. So it's a great opportunity to train people and to really encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ who, just to be very honest with you, many of them are very financially poor but are spiritually rich. So I go and I think at first where I'm going to be giving, and I end up receiving so much in fellowship with these brothers and sisters, honestly. So all the barriers break down. We're just brothers and sisters in Christ. It's really quite wonderful. So please keep praying for that. And then I'd like to pray too, like for Ruth's brother, Paul, and his wife, Anita, are missionaries in the Philippines. Paul has COVID right now, and he's been in the hospital and very, very sick. So I'd like to ask you to pray for Paul. And anyway, I'm going to pray right now, and then we're going to look at God's word. Heavenly Father, thank you for the joy of being together and the privilege, the honor that it is. I want to thank you, Lord, for how voices were lifted up to you today in such a powerful and wonderful and joyful way. Thank you, Lord. You are so worthy of our worship. And so we pray that you, I know you were pleased. And Lord Jesus, as you look down upon us, you must have this huge smile to say, oh yeah, these are my kids, my daughters, my sons. And you love us, Lord, and we're incredibly privileged to be your people in your family. Lord, we know we come here to experience you. And I believe we have already this morning. We thank you for this. And to learn and grow that our minds will understand you more, our hearts will be more moved in your direction, and our will, our decision will be to follow you with everything we've got. So would you lead us now in the mystery of your Holy Spirit? Speak into our hearts here as we gather, people at home watching online. Lord, speak to us. Move us in the direction you want us to move, we pray. In Jesus' powerful name, amen. So, do you think God has a future for Community Bible Church? Anybody think so? I see a bunch of heads nodding like this, yes. And if he does have a future, which he does, of course, what would that vision look like, looking into the future? What do you think it might look like? This is what we've been talking about last week and this week. We're talking about the vision that we believe God has for Community Bible Church as we move forward. And a vision statement is a picture of a preferred future. And Ruth, I've forgotten the little clicker. Is it down there? Can you? This lady's been my helper for 50 years. You know that? She's pretty good. She's a keeper. Thanks, my dear. And so this happens to be what you see on the screen. This is our vision statement for Community Bible Church. And if you're ever wondering, oh, what's the vision of Community Bible Church? There it is. Okay? And I'm going to read it, and I'm going to ask you to read it in a minute. Community Bible Church is A Christ-centered community, making disciples who do four things. Love God, love His Word, love one another, reaching into the world with the gospel. Now, last week, we looked at the first two of the four things. We looked at loving God and loving His Word. This week, we're going to look at loving one another and reaching into the world with the gospel. As you look at this thing, I hope that you see that every part of it is motivated by love and is directed towards love. So in other words, the source is love and the direction is love. So that why would we ever love God? Only because He first loved us, right? So He poured His love into us and He just wants us to love Him back, which we want to keep building this. And I sort of felt that this morning as we were singing, Dave, that there was this expression of love for the Lord as we lifted our voices and we want to keep on doing this. So loving God and loving His Word, why would we love this book? Because He speaks to us through it, right? It's His Word. It's His communication tool. Loving one another, why would we ever love one another? Because because God is poured His love into you, God has poured His love into me, and it's like we just like to share, because now we're sisters and brothers in Christ. We're not just strangers with differences. We belong to one another because we belong to Jesus. And why would we ever reach out into the world with the good news of Jesus? Because people out there who don't know Jesus yet are precious. In God's eyes, they're made in the image of God. And God wants them back in His family again. So therefore, it's, you know, our desire to really be a light in our community, in our communities, I would say, because we're from a bunch of communities around here. So anyway, I'd like you to read this vision statement with me, please. And so, okay, let's go. Community Bible Church is a Christ-centered community making disciples who love God, love His Word, love one another, reaching into the world with the gospel. Now, I kind of toyed with the idea of blanking out parts of these things. You know how they used to do that in school sometimes when they want you to memorize something? Then they'll blank out a few of the words and you're supposed to say them. But I didn't do that. So I'm wondering if you could just say it one more time like you're really convinced this is an important thing for us. And maybe God has told us that this is who we're supposed to be as we move forward. So let's try it one more time. Community Bible Church is and the gospel is the good news of Jesus, right? We want people to know this. And so thank you for doing that. I would say also that as we do this, there's no mention of prayer in here, that everything is bathed in prayer. I saw this thing this week driving by a church, and it said, it's hot outside, this church is prayer conditioned. And I thought, that's not bad. We want Community Bible Church to be prayer conditioned, that over everything we do and say is prayer, because we can't do this on our own. Is that true? It has to be the good working of the Holy Spirit among us to make this happen. And actually, as we're currently in the midst of a search team, with a search team looking for a pastor to help us move forward in all of these directions, pray for the search team. And we're asking you also, how do you want to be engaged in Community Bible Church to help make this stuff happen? Because engagement seems to be such a powerful thing, okay? As we get engaged, as we get involved, we feel an ownership, we feel a belonging, we feel a sense that God has called us here and moving forward. So, we could put metrics to these things. We could say we want to have 10 more worship teams to help us by December. We want to have 10 more life groups or whatever, but we haven't put any measurements to these things. The elders are painting a direction. This is the direction. This is the vision, a preferred future, an obedient future. This is what we sense God is directing us towards. So I want to say to look over these things again, and we're going to move through the first ones really quickly, and then I really settle on love one another, reaching into the world with the gospel. So last week we looked at this thing about being a Christ-centered community, and we looked at Galatians 3. I'll just read it quickly. So in Christ Jesus, you're all children of God through faith. For all of you were baptized into Christ. See, Christ-centered. Into Christ. You have clothed yourselves with Christ. I think this is amazing. Many of us see our frailties and our failures and our sins and our weaknesses. But we are clothed in Christ. It's like with our own clothes, we can see all our sort of insecurities and weaknesses and everything else. But it's like Jesus puts a new thing over us. And when God looks at it, he says, oh, that's my boy. That's my girl. And we're clothed, we're covered in the righteousness of Jesus. This is a powerful thing for us. We know we still have weaknesses. And with Jesus beside us, we're working on those things. But we're clothed with Christ. So there's neither Jew nor Gentile. That would be like ethnic differences. Yeah, there's still ethnic differences, but they don't matter anymore because we're all one. They're neither slave nor free. There are social differences. Some of us have more money, some of us less, and so on. Doesn't matter anymore. We share because we're one. Barriers broken down. Neither male nor female. Now, as I look around, I think some of us are male and some of us are female. But of course we are. But it means it doesn't matter anymore. We're all one in Christ. And for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ and you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Our unity then is around Jesus. And I find this really interesting because we will have some different theological perspectives here from wall to wall and on the screen. We'll have some different theological insights and perspectives. That's okay. We center around Christ. We'll have some different views on COVID and masks and so on. That's okay, because we're centered on Christ. True? We're going to have some different political differences here. So we'll have different responses to the election last week. Some of us may be conservatives or liberals or NDP or Green or People's Party. Are there other parties? But you know what? Those are not the things that give us unity. It's Jesus who gives us unity. So I think I've beaten that drum enough, but Jesus is our unity, right? And so I think what I've felt this week as I was preparing this point is that sometimes I find in myself an attitude that's not very good about people who hold different opinions than I have. People who have a different stance on something and hold it really firmly, and it's really quite different from the one that I have. And sometimes I can be dismissive. Sometimes I can feel some kind of rude thoughts in my mind. And my friends, I'm confessing this to you because this must not be. Because our unity is around Jesus, not about these other things. Are you with me? So we show the love of Christ to one another. So anyway, we're a Christ-centered community. Well, making disciples, I can hardly read that. Making disciples of Jesus, So we're apprentices. So apprentices, an apprentice, at least theoretically, the apprentice comes to know what the master teacher knows. But that's not all, right? The apprentice comes to do what the master teacher does. And I'm starting to dry out here. Could somebody get me a glass of water, please, or something? Somebody help the boy. Thank you. I see about five people running. I'm going to be floating here like the rain this week. Apprentices, this is who we want to be. This is the vision that's before us, that we're all going to be more followers of Jesus. Now, The joyful disciples, not happy customers. This is a statement I made last week. And so these two things are actually quite different, right? Customers come to a store. We say, I want your goods, thanks very much. I want your goods right here, Randy. So thanks, my brother. Appreciate it. That's good. Water. So a customer comes to a store and says, I like your goods. If I don't like your goods anymore, I'm gone. That's a customer. And we are not, at Community Bible Church, we are not purveyors of religious goods and services. We want to be disciple makers. And people who are followers of Jesus ask a totally different question. People who are disciples of Jesus ask the question, how can you help me follow Jesus better? Like, I have a problem with my anger. And this, I know it doesn't honor God. I hurt people that I love. Can you help me with this as a follower of Jesus? I want to love people better. Can you help me with this? Because I have a trouble. Jesus said, love your enemies. I can't do that. Can you help me grow in the area of loving people who are different than I am, who even feel like enemies at times? So disciples ask this kind of question, and this is what we want to do at Community Bible Church. Help us all to become more like Jesus, not just happy customers, but joyful followers of Jesus. How can I love Jesus more? There's this thing inside me, this temptation that keeps coming to me, and I can't seem to conquer it, and it beats me every time. Can you help me get victory over this thing? These are questions that disciples ask. And this is the direction that we want to go. This is who we are. So anyway, last week we looked at this thing. We are learning to love God more and love his word more. So that was last week. This week we're going to concentrate here. We are learning and practicing. I don't think my grammar was right here, but practicing to love one another more and better. Here, the idea is we're learning this, and we want to be practicing this more and more to love one another more and better. Now, just so you know, 100 times in the New Testament, there are verses that say one another. And there are 59 different statements that are mentioned, one another statements. 1/3 of those statements are about how we treat one another. Some of them say something like this, accept one another, forgive one another. Oh, that's pretty important, eh? Bear one another's burdens. I think a lot of us do this at Community Bible Church. Bear one another's burdens. Don't complain against one another. It's interesting. Here's one I really think is kind of funny. Galatians 5. Don't bite, devour, and consume one another. It sort of feels like a meal, right? Like we're eating one another. But they were having a problem in the Bible, by the way, in this church, where people, the way they were treating one another were so badly that it was almost like they were eating one another, not literally, but just kind of nasty. And so 1/3 of these verses, these 59 one another verses, are about how we get along in the church. Another 1/3 of the verses are all about loving one another. I'll quote one for you. Love one another. I'll quote a second one. Love one another. I'll quote a third one. Love one another. It took me a long time to memorize those. You know, this is Jesus' call to us as his followers and disciples. We are called to find ways to really love one another in the church. Now, let me say as we think of this, I think you do this really well. I really do. I've heard so many stories of people going through a loss, a grief. We heard a lovely testimony here this summer about this, of going through a time of grief, and people in the life group came and helped and encouraged and brought meals and were just there for this person. And many of you could say the same thing, right? Going through a tough time and people just show up. Of course, we have a ministry called the Food Connection. This just doesn't happen. It's not just automatically. People serving one another, stepping up and making a meal and bringing it over in the love of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, learning to do this more. A lot of this happens in life groups, small groups of 10 people or so who gather together and gather around the Word and learn some more about God and how we practice our faith, but also share, have one another's backs, love one another, and share life together. It's a lovely thing. So I think you do this well. We've had a couple of ministries. One is Grief Share, where people go through grief, and this is a program where people can come and share their grief and get help in their grief. We can't run it this fall, but it's been a powerful way of loving one another. And you know what? It's been not just helping people in the church, it's helped people outside the church who had nothing to do with the church. And they've come here and gone through Grief Share, and they've come to know Jesus as their Savior and their helper and their Lord. It's a beautiful thing. And Stephen Ministries, the same thing. We're not able to do a training this fall. We're in this time of transition. But Stephen Ministers have helped people in the church be trained to be a spiritual friend and encourager to somebody going through a tough time. And they're not a counselor. It's somebody who's going to visit on a regular basis and encourage you and help you and pray for you and point you to Jesus. These have been powerful things. The same thing is true of men's ministry, women's ministry, and so on. These have been very, very powerful. Now, I ask you, do you think this is important, that we love one another and learn to love one another even more? I heard this week that there was a sampling of doctors in Ontario, and 90% of them said that they were concerned for the mental health, mental emotional health of an increasing number of their patients. Also, as part of that article was the fact that isolation and loneliness seems to be an increasing problem in our society. The church, Community Bible Church, is here so that nobody has to feel alone. Nobody has to go through a time of struggle or a good time or a bad time alone. It's why we have small groups, life groups, to get together, to connect with one another, to share the love of Christ with one another, and to walk together through life. And so part of this vision statement then is that every one of us will be connected with one another for support, encouragement, and Christian friendship. And not even one person will have to feel alone. However, in the survey that we did just a few weeks ago, we found that there are a few people at Community Bible Church who feel alone. And we want to correct that. We want to help people to connect with one another and continue to grow in Christ. So, one of the best ways that we get connected with others is serving together. Did you know that? Like, it's not just meeting in a small group and talking and so on. It's actually serving together. When there's something for us to do and we make a team and then we make it happen. A couple of illustrations. This summer we had a summer Bible club. Some of you were involved. We had a team of people who gathered together, and we were there every night of the week, and we had a ball. It was a lot of work that was done. We got to know one another better, we had fun, and we had this outreach into the community, which was a beautiful thing. Same thing's true of the search team right now. It's a group of people who have a mission. We're working together, we're serving together on this team. The connections that are being made are quite lovely. The friendships that develop as we serve together. And we're asking you, where do you want to serve in the church? Where do you want to serve? Because as we serve together, we get to know one another better, our connections are better, our friendships are better, and we sense this love, learning to love one another more and more. The early church, it's really interesting. Andy Stanley, a pastor, wrote this. He said, the primary activity of the early church was one anothering one another. It's a little awkward. But what he was saying was that they really connected with one another so well that people from the outside looked at these believers who were so closely connected with one another, and they were saying, how do I get in there? When that the relationships in there are so good, there's faith, there's love, look at this, how do I get in there? So I wanted to give you this passage from Acts chapter 2. This is a picture of the early church. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. So we're going to do this, right? The scripture, what's the Lord saying to us through his word? And to fellowship, that's like gathering together like we are today and other times, like the hamburgers that everybody had a couple of weeks ago, that kind of. And to the breaking of bread, that's communion. And we're going to celebrate communion next Sunday, and when we celebrate it, we're going to be celebrating that the Lord Jesus' body was broken for me. Oh, not just me, but for all of you. And he makes us one. And that his blood was shed for us for the forgiveness of sins. For me, for the forgiveness. Oh, no, not just me. For all of us, we celebrate our unity, that we belong to one another around the table. And to prayer. Mentioned last week, the prayer efforts that are happening in the church. And look at the results. Everybody was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles, the miracles of God working in people's lives. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. We'd like to help people who are struggling that way. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. In other words, it was not Sunday only. Praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord, oh, look at this. The Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. As they one another, as they loved and grew in their relationship with one another and talked with their neighbors who didn't know Christ yet, people were saying, how do I get into that? And people were being added over and over and over again. So I came across this statement. Only when we are growing stronger in loving one another between Sundays will we be stronger at reaching our community with Jesus and his good news. And so the desire is, we'll get that phone taken care of right there. The desire is that as we love one another more and more, we build a community here that other people outside are going to say, how do I get into that? So, and where do we get this idea that maybe the loving relationships in here have anything to do with reaching out? It's this Jesus in John 17 says this. My prayer is not for them alone. Like that was his 12 disciples around him right then. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. That's us. We believe in Jesus because of the message of the disciples. That all of them may be one, Father. This is Jesus praying for us. That we'll all be one, just as you're in me and I'm in you, this relationship between Father and Son. May they also be in us, so that, can you help me with the last part? Just read it. So that the world may believe that you have sent me. Our unity, our love, our togetherness, and our working together helps the world to believe about Jesus Christ. So anyway, that brings us to the end of those PowerPoints. And I want to finish with a couple of thoughts, so just hang in with me here. We have as the final statement of our vision statement that we are reaching out into the world with the good news of Jesus, with the gospel of Jesus. We have a missions committee, you know that. And the missions committee supports stuff glocal, which is global and local, all right? So globally, do you know right now, as a church, we are helping to build a skilling institute in Uganda. And you say, what the heck is a skilling? Oh, can I say heck in church? What on earth is a skilling institute? It's a place where people learn skills. So they finish school and they have nothing to do. They don't have a skill. So this is going to take them and train them to be a carpenter or an electrician or an auto mechanic or something like this. It's going to train them with skills so they can go out and actually get a job. And our church is helping to build this thing in the name of Jesus. And as they come and get trained, they're going to hear all about Jesus as they do the training. This is part of our outreach. That's only one thing that we do globally. Locally, you heard from Stuart and Mary Smith last week that the world is coming to Canada. International students are here, and they have an incredible ministry with these people. You could volunteer with them and help connect with students from all over the world and help love them and then help them even grow in their knowledge of Jesus Christ. What a powerful thing that is. That's global and local. But we're also thinking, what about local? Like, what about Granton and Lucan and St. Mary's and Exeter and Arva and North London and all of the farms around? We want to do better at reaching out with the good news of Jesus to all of our neighbors because people need the Lord. And we don't have a concrete plan just yet. We're beginning to structure an outreach team that's going to be thinking and praying and making plans about how do we reach our neighbors better. If you just look at Lucan alone, there are so many new families who've moved in there who aren't connected with the church anywhere. We want to make a difference in the name of Jesus in our communities. We want all of this to be bathed in prayer. We want to strengthen our life groups so that people are connected with one another. We want to continue to celebrate our unity in Christ through communion. We have something that's coming that's called Family Matters, where we want to support families, help husbands and wives in their relationship, and with training up their children in the way they should go. It's coming. We'll continue with training children on Sunday morning. We want to do more with junior high and high schoolers. We don't have a plan for high schoolers right now. We are deeply burdened by this because our high schoolers are so, so important. And they need to be grounded in the Word of God and equipped so that when they are in a place where they're getting different opinions that are coming, that they can stand strong in their faith. These are needs within the church where we're looking for people to be engaged. Reaching out into our community with the good news of Jesus. And we remember that the word gospel is not just a word, and it's not just a series of words or propositions. The gospel has a face. It's Jesus, incarnated in the flesh. And it's the good news of Jesus, who he is, what he's done, his teaching, his life, his death, his resurrection, his ascension to the highest place in the universe, and the fact that he is so worthy to know and follow. He gives us a new kind of a life. So, as we did last week, the elders asked me to just talk a little bit about the fact that we're like a ship, but we're not a cruise ship. But we're inviting you to get aboard the ship and to be moving in this direction. Not everything is planned. We don't know exactly how we're going to get there. But the vision is there. And we invite you to get aboard. Where do you want to serve? How do you want to be a part of this thing? This is not a cruise ship, and you're not looking for a deck chair, all right? This is a battleship, but our battleship, our weapons are not guns and bullets and bombs. Our weapons are love and truth. The love of the Lord Jesus Christ shed abroad to all of our neighbors, and the truth of Jesus, that he's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the Savior of the world. So what's the vision of Community Bible Church? The vision of Community Bible Church is to be, and we're moving in this direction, to be a Christ-centered community, making disciples who love God, love His Word, love one another, reaching out into our community with the good news of Jesus, the gospel. Are you on board? Lord Jesus, we see this. We're not there yet. Thank you for giving us this direction, this vision. And we pray, Lord, that you will move us all in our thinking, in our hearts, to hear your call and to step up with our will and say, I will be involved there. Lead us in this, Lord, we pray. Thank you that we can lift up your name today and help us as we continue to move in your direction, in your vision. Show us the way, Lord. Bless the work of your hands for your honor and glory. And would you add to our numbers daily those who are being saved because of your powerful work. We give ourselves to you afresh. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's worship the Lord again in song.